Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A huge part of the problem in analyzing U.S. government expenditures is that such records are pretty much kept on a cash flow basis rather than on the more accurate accrual basis of accounting required for publicly held companies. Under accrual accounting, the important information is what the organization actually took in as receipts and spent for expenses and capital goods, no matter whether they involve cash changing hands during the actual fiscal year or were amounts that would be settled at some point in the future. Now, $1 billion paid today is a larger expense than $1 billion that might have to be paid 20 years from now. So, for proper accounting, it is necessary to discount the future payment by a relevant interest rate to determine the present value. For example, $1 billion to be paid 20 years from now, if you used a 5% annual compounded interest rate, would have a present value of around $376 million. Every year, the federal government incurs future liabilities for such things as Social Security, Medicare, and the like. Using actuarial tables of life expectancies, it is possible to estimate the present value of these future liabilities. A June 6th USA Today analysis of the federal government activities for fiscal 2010, which ran from October 1, 2009 through September 30, 2010, estimates that the unrecorded present value of future liabilities amounted to $5.3 trillion. This extra $5.3 trillion of government spending received little coverage by the rest of the mainstream media. Yet even USA Today admits that this figure is too low. For example, the computation assumes for Medicare that all 165 of the cost-saving measures in last year's health care reform law will be achieved, including cutting physician payments by 30% by the end of 2012. According to the federal government, it spent almost $3.5 trillion for fiscal 2010, with a budget deficit just under $1.3 trillion. If you conservatively assume that all of the more than $2 trillion of pension and welfare payments made in fiscal 2010 were owed for prior year liabilities and replace them with the $5.3 trillion of unrecorded liabilities incurred, you get a corrected total expenditure of almost $6.7 trillion and a deficit of more than $4.5 trillion. That means that the corrected fiscal 2010 expenditures for every man, woman, and child in the U.S. came to more than $21,400, and the one-year deficit exceeded $14,500 per capita. From these numbers, I think you can see that when Congress or the President talks about cutting spending by $38 billion, it is a relative drop in the bucket. Politicians and bureaucrats in Washington are trying to appear that they are addressing the problem of huge government spending and deficits. Unless Congress and the President can tackle the correct extent of huge expenditures and deficits, the U.S. dollar will continue to get weaker and consumer prices will continue to rise. The U.S. political system is not conducive to discussing the truth about what is really occurring with the U.S. economy. It is far easier for politicians to obfuscate, omit, and lie to the public, and look for temporary patches that will hold until the next election. Unfortunately, this attitude almost certainly will mean, at a minimum, a major drop in the value of the U.S. dollar. Individual people don't have the ability to fix the systemic problems of the U.S. government. However, they do have it in their power to replace some of the U.S. dollars in their wallets and bank accounts and their paper assets such as stocks and bonds that are denominated in U.S. dollars with tangible assets where the values are not government influenced. Gold, silver, non-perishable food, and other survival essentials. It is not yet too late to take action. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.